This week, over 40 people on Capitol Hill were given a shot in the arm, a shot containing a dose of anthrax vaccine. The vaccine is being offered to thousands of people in Washington, D.C., New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and elsewhere. Anyone who may have inhaled anthrax spores and has finished taking the 60-day regimen of antibiotics is eligible. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will pay for the shots, but it is not actually recommending that anyone get them. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now to clear this all up. So people are pretty confused. I mean, you know, they don't know whether or not they should get the vaccine. What about you?
Frankly, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, on the one hand, you'd like to do something to make sure that you weren't going to get anthrax somewhere down the road. On the other hand, the vaccine can be painful and it has some side effects. The question is, how long can the spores live in your lungs? And unfortunately, the data are not available. I'll give you one example. This is one of the things people cite. In a 1966 symposium, a scientist mentioned in an offhand way that one of his monkeys had died 98 days after inhaling spores. And people have been on antibiotics for 60 days, right? On the other hand, inhalation anthrax usually appears within a week, and it's been months now. On the other hand, there was a study that just appeared in Canada that was done before the attacks, where they found out that if you open an envelope, you can actually get a huge dose of spores. They actually had someone stand in a giant stainless steel tank and open an envelope which contained spores, and you could have inhaled, you know, 10 or 100 or 1,000 times the dose necessary to kill, or thought to kill on average. So there's conflicting advice in this. The Capitol Hill physician has recommended that 70 people who were nearby when the letter was opened in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office get the shots. On the other hand, the D.C. Health Department has decided not to recommend that anyone get the shots. So you ask for a second opinion, and you're likely to get it.
Well, is it all this conflicting data that's making it hard for experts to tell people what they should do? I mean, we're not experts. We depend on them.
Right. You go to a doctor and you want an answer. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of data on the vaccine. I mean, the vaccine has never been tested in people who have already been exposed to anthrax. It's usually given beforehand to troops before they go out in the field. There's basically one test in monkeys. And this is the sort of thing that people making the decision are having to think about, these tests in monkeys. They were monkeys inhaled spores, and 10 of them weren't given any kind of treatment, and only one of them survived. The ones who were given antibiotics, Cipro, 9 out of 10 survived. And the ones who were given Cipro and a vaccine, 9 out of 9 survived. So those numbers are so small, it's hard to even say that the vaccine is doing anything useful. On the other hand, you know, you don't want to be that 10th monkey that died.
Well, why isn't there more information available?
You don't want to do the study I just mentioned on people, because then people end up dying. And we're not an agricultural society anymore, so there's no natural population of people who are exposed to anthrax who you can test it on.
Well, why not just administer the vaccine to everybody just to be on the safe side?
There's been a lot of controversy about this vaccine. It has been given over to 500,000 people, and only a handful of them have had any kind of serious side effects, mostly allergic reactions, and they've all been treated and been fine. Nevertheless, some people in the military have refused to take it, and Bioport, the company that manufactured the vaccine, has had some problems. So not everyone is going to want to take this, and so the CDC certainly was not going to be in a position of recommending that everybody take it.
Well, they've gotten some criticism for not either recommending or not recommending. So are they doing the right thing?
The CDC is in a tough spot because people want answers. And early on, the CDC tried to give answers. They told the postal workers, for instance, you don't need to take special precautions. We think you're okay. And then two postal workers died. So now they've clearly changed their strategy, and they're saying, look, we have limited data, and we don't know the answers. I think people have come to expect answers from science and doctors, and I think it's hard for them to admit, you know, we're flying blind.
NPR's David Kestenbaum. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Lisa.